Ragad is a 12-year-old girl from the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza. She has been suffering from psychological trauma since her family's home was destroyed, killing two of her sisters and injuring a third. The destruction occurred during an Israeli airstrike in the summer of 2024, when Israeli forces were attempting to rescue several hostages. Since then, Ragad has experienced sudden fainting spells and recurring nightmares. Now living at her aunt's home in the same refugee camp, she spends time there with relatives as she continues to recover. Ragad says that she always feels scared.
I've always loved to draw. It helps me release everything I'm holding inside. I often draw the places I go, like the beach or when I'm out walking. I also help my mother with the housework, and that makes me feel calmer and takes my mind off the stress. When I was in school, I used to get excellent marks, and my teachers loved me. They still check in on me now.
Over this period, her family has been trying to secure whatever treatment they can to help her heal. Ragad's father is Muhammad Al-Assar.
Of course, we will make sure she feels she's not alone. Ragad has always been a smart girl, and her sisters, may they rest in peace, were just like her. Before the strike, she was doing really well, but now she has changed, and she needs medical and psychological follow-up. As you can imagine, there's no proper therapy available in Gaza, and she's mostly been relying on basic painkillers.
In addition to losing two of her sisters, Ragad's older sister, Reem, continues to suffer from the injuries she sustained in last year's strike. Reem is 20 years old. Ragad's mother is Khadija Al-Assar.
For a year and a half now, Reem hasn't had any medical tests, and she hasn't been able to return to school. The injury to her left eye has started to affect her right eye as well. She's now on the waiting list for patients needing treatment abroad. I appeal to those responsible to look at her with mercy. What are they waiting for? She may die inside, psychologically, even if her body survives.
According to Khadija, Reem also suffers from burn injuries on parts of her body, and local doctors were forced to remove part of her lung. Ragad's story is just one among thousands in Gaza after 2 years of war. Israel says its campaign aims to eliminate Hamas following the group's October 7th, 2023 attack on Israeli communities. But the offensive has killed at least 70,112 people, including more than 20,000 children. That's roughly one in every 77 people in the territory. At least 356 people have been killed since the current ceasefire began, and the overall death toll includes at least 463 people who have died from starvation, among them 157 children. The United Nations estimates more than 1 million Gazans are still living in makeshift shelters with limited access to food, water, and medical care, and conditions are worsening as winter approaches. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.